And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is blindness to self-evident truth. And actually, I've gotten a few Skypes since I mentioned what's going on at republicbroadcasting.org that John Stantmiller had announced on September 20th in the first hour of his show, about 23 minutes in. So you can check that out for yourself. That if people don't start coughing up cash, he's going to remove Studio B. Now, people are asking me, why am I doing this? He's going to get mad at me. He may take me off the air. You see, I don't care. I don't care. I am not looking to make friends here in hell. I am looking to find out who are the monsters, who are the minions, who are the sellouts, who can we trust. And the ones we can trust, we will trust. The others gotta go. And actually, as I'm thinking about it, you know, I'm so proud of Orion, where they've come, all the listeners that they have, what they're doing, asking the listeners for feedback. What a concept! Who else is doing that? Okay? And we have Stantmiller threatening people to take off the most popular shows, which he, by coincidence, has stuck on Studio B if people don't start giving cash. So what I would do if I was you is contact Mr. Stantmiller, tell him about my crime, what I've said today. We'll see how fast he takes me down, which I could care less. But, you know, tell him that you're only going to pay cash if he asks for your feedback and takes your feedback into consideration. And if he removes Dr. Carly, because I got some important information that can save your life. If he removes me because I made some suggestions on another network, well then, you can decide to do what you will with your cash. Who are you going to support? You're going to support the station that asked for your feedback, or are you going to support the station who just basically threatens you that they're going to take the shows you like the most off the air if you don't give cash? Because now they have this special way to corral those shows. That's how they got rid of Maggie. She was relieved because she had the audacity to ask to be moved to Studio A. Pretty amazing stuff. And we have a caller on the line, but before I get to the caller, I just have to say, we had this commercial during the break. I will state on the record that this IRN newsbreak crap really drives me bananas. I hate this IRN stuff, and now they've got this Dr. Charles Schneiderman on there pushing flu vaccines. Okay. I want to have a debate with some minion. I wish it could be Paul Offit. I'll take Dr. Charles Schneiderman. We got to debate this whole vaccine thing with one of these vaccine promoters. All right, caller from 508, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just calling to ask you, which one of the vaccines do you recommend? Do you recommend the injection or the nasal, or they have these short needles now?
Which one do I recommend? Obviously, you're not familiar with my information.
No, I was dying laughing the other day. I turned on the TV, and they have a new advertisement for to get your vaccine, your flu shot. They have short needles now. And they have a hedgehog advertising it because they have short needles. And the hedgehog's real cute and, you know, talks real funny and... I just can't believe, I feel like I'm living in, I don't know what, Alice in Wonderland is a surreal place.
Okay, thank goodness. So you're being a jokester, okay?
Yeah.
You're being a jokester, right?
I mean, if you don't want to... No,
that's good, because, like, you know, if you were actually serious and you made that call, you know, I'd have to go slam my head into a wall or something. But no, you're totally correct. I mean, it's unbelievable. But this is the kind of crap that people are watching, and they're saying, oh, short needle. Well, what about what's in the needle? What's in the needle? Okay.
Have you seen that commercial?
Huh?
Have you seen that commercial?
No, I missed the hedgehog. I missed that.
You know, again, you got to laugh, but, it, you know, it's so absurd.
Right. Well, you got to find humor here in hell because, you know, if we didn't have our occasional laughs, you know, what would life be even worth living or whatever? I mean, for me, the only source of joy I have is my critters. You know, they keep me smiling and,
right.
You know. My occasional frisbee escapades with Sweetie Pie, things of that nature. But yeah,
whatever that news broadcast.
Yeah, IRN.
What is the ultimate absurdity of having that kind of news on a show like yours?
Okay, there you go. Okay, that will be the one thing I will ask my listeners to do is to contact Orion and say, what the hell is going on that you are putting this IRN news crap? Why are you wasting broadcast time with this crap?
I think people who listen to you, you know, regularly, I think it's a great comedy thing to hear that news and then hear you.
All right. Oh. Well, so it's up to the listeners, but I'm just saying. That is the only problem I have with Orion. And yeah. I hate these IRN newscasts. And now today we have this vaccine pushing happening. You know, we've crossed the line in the sand here. I want to have Dr. Charles Seiderman on my show. Orion Talk Radio, please make that happen. Let's have a debate of Dr. Carly, the only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases in the world, as far as I know, versus Dr. Charles Seiderman of IRN News in Washington. Let's
yes, now, do you think he's any relation to, do you know Dr. Nancy Seiderman on television?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Dr. Nancy Snyderman's husband has MS, which is one of many vaccine-induced diseases. She's the one, I forget which morning show she was on, but she actually used a swear word. And she
get
said,
the damn vaccine. I remember her saying that.
Just get your darn flu vaccine. Yeah. She's obviously, you know, one of these psychopaths with a hooked nose. And she's just getting pissed off that people are even asking questions. How dare you, Goy, even attempt to educate yourselves? Just do what we say. You know,
exactly.
We watch dead. Exactly. Yeah.
But the only cosmic justice that I see is all these people either have very sick family members or they're sick themselves. What's up with cancer woman robbing something on television? They're giving some kind of cancer therapy to, and they're making on ABC, robbing something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's another morning. She's getting a bone marrow transplant.
Exactly.
I don't remember her last name, but I did. I monitor television, so I did hear about that, yeah. Yeah, that's where I laugh, actually. You know, that's, to me, it's a sick joke, one after another. Who's the rock star, the one whose brain is severely damaged and now has a son with MS?
I think you mean.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them, and... actually, even with Patrick Swayze, who died of pancreatic cancer, which actually pancreatic cancer is something that I learned about from Dr. William Kelly, who had pancreatic cancer himself. He reversed it, and like 40,000 other patients with pancreatic cancer with digestive enzymes, and eventually contacted me because the digestive enzymes weren't working as well. After a point because there were so many toxins. So I learned what he did. He learned what I did. We started kind of working together. And then he died of questionable circumstances. But what really amazed me was Patrick Swayze. I actually heard him on television one time saying that people had been contacting him and telling him there was a natural way to reverse pancreatic cancer. And his reaction was, Well, how ridiculous is that? If there was a way to reverse cancer, these people would be all over the news. They would be rich, etc., etc. How stupid can you be?
Oh, I know. And what do you think about Montel Williams with the MS, I think he supposedly has? Now he's out with a juicer?
Okay, wait. I hear the music. I want to talk about good old Montel. So please hold on. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is blindness to self-evident truth. And I just want to say, I was talking about Patrick Swayze before the break, this idiot who just believed that if a natural cure was available for cancer, it would be like world news, Nobel Prize stuff, and, you know, the person would be a multimillionaire. Read the book, The Medical Mafia by Dr. Guylaine Langtoth, and you will find out why that's not the case. And isn't it sad that this guy, who could have probably, you know, started a clinic to do these natural things, instead decided to suffer and die at the hands of mainstream medicine. Now, the caller before the break had brought up Montel Williams. I would classify Montel Williams as a whore for Big Pharma. There was a time, and I don't remember what year it was, where he actually stated on some show that he got multiple sclerosis after he got his injections in the military. Somebody must have told him, Montel, no can do that. Do not ever mention that again. And he's never mentioned that again. And he does lots of shows. He's on QVC selling his blunder and other things. He's got other commercials. At some point, he was actually hooked up with that bizarre situation where they have a bus that goes around America and they give out free Big Pharma drugs. I can't remember what the name of it was. I just thought that was hilarious, you know. It's like, yeah, if you can't afford our poisons, we'll give them to you for free. But he was associated with that group for a while. But the most disturbing thing I've seen him do lately is go on the Wizard of Oz show, which I try to monitor pretty much every day because I'm getting so much evidence on that psychopath, who is now not only reversed himself. First, he admitted on his own show that he never gave his own children vaccines. And then he went on The View on September 20th. I guess it was a big day for truth in the universe. Same day Stat Miller made his announcement. But Oz went on The View and said that he did vaccinate his children. He just did it in, quote-unquote, a different way. Whatever the hell that means, didn't explain that. But getting back to Montel, he has been on Dr. Oz. One of his most shocking shows, he was pushing physician-assisted suicide. You know, because there was a point where his MS symptoms, of course, because, you know, he never did anything like what I do to actually get rid of the MS. So he's going to the White Coats to get their drugs. And his symptoms were so bad that he decided he wanted to die. So he went into his closet and put a gun in his mouth and then decided that that would be a little messy and maybe his children would be harmed from, you know, finding the scene of the crime or whatever. But he was actually on Dr. Oz saying that physicians should be allowed to help their people, their patients who want to die, kill themselves. Now, this blows my mind, okay? I did not go to medical school to help people die. I went to medical school to help them heal. And the joke is on me, apparently, because the one thing you're not allowed to do is heal the people. But now we're getting it. It's another little incremental, you know, frog in the pot thing, where we're going to get people saying that physicians need to help us die. So, you know, Montel's involved in all these things. He's a whore. What do you say?
Well, what do you think about the fact that he, on the infomercials, he's pushing the juicer, you know, juicing fruits and vegetables and to lose weight and to become healthier? Has he had a sudden revelation, an epiphany?
Well, that's a very good topic. And you see, he ties right into the wizard with this one, because this is this is what I'll say, and Dr. Weil as well, they're all peas in a pod with this. You can juice till the cows come home. You can take supplements. You can take herbs. You can do whatever you want. But if you keep vaccinating yourself or your children, you're going to die. Okay? That's the bottom line. There is no juice that's going to reverse the side effects of a vaccine-induced disease. And that's the reason why some things like this are coming out now. Because Big Pharma's not scared. They know they're going to have lots of victims around as long as they can get Dr. Snyderman to talk on IRN News about getting the flu vaccine. You can get your short needle, you can get a shot up your nose, you know. This is insane. That's our world. This is the Twilight Zone world in which we live. So, yeah, let him push his juicer. Juicing is good. I juice every day. I will tell you my cocktail. Beets, carrots, apples, celery, lemon, and ginger. That's
same
what
as
I
mine.
Juice. Huh?
Same as mine.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. Isn't it delicious?
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, getting back to Dr. Oz, it's exactly what you said. Dr. Oz may give 80 or 90% good information, but it's not going to matter what the hell what you do if you do three things that he approves.
Right.
One is microwave your food. Two is get
right.
vaccinations. And three, use Big Pharma drugs. Hello?
Wait, I missed three. I got microwave your food. I couldn't agree more. That's very important. Because microwaving destroys everything. Okay, vaccinate. I missed the third thing. We got another caller, but hold on, caller. I want to finish with this caller. Go ahead.
I'll give the three again. Microwave your food, Big Pharma drugs, and vaccinations. If you do any of those three, you're dead meat anyways.
Exactly. Right. And that's why he's the perfect shill. Because, you know, he gets people to believe in medical doctors again. He's like the white coat god, you know, restoring. Oprah deemed him America's doctor, and so that's what he's become. And so people love him, and they trust him. And another very dangerous thing he does is he has these shows, Myth versus Fact, where he decides what's myth. And, of course, whenever vaccines come up, you know, vaccines like the flu vaccine could cause the flu, that's a myth, blah, blah, blah. So he's the determiner for all things health. And as long as people believe his bull, then they're going to be hoodwinked. You know, like you said, doesn't matter how much juicing you do, how many herbs you take, if you keep doing the Big Pharma stuff and microwaving. And he also says, even in regards to supplements, I have notes of his show. And he actually said one day that, you know, buy your supplements at the cheapest place you can. Like, buy them at Walgreens, okay? Yeah, right. So get supplements that are made by Big Pharma. You know, this is the kind of propaganda he puts out there. And this is why he's doing what he's doing. That's his job.
Yeah, exactly. And the last thing is neti pots or nasal irrigation, which he had on his show once, I saw. I'm sure that will reverse any vaccine damage or microwave damage or nutrition damage from your food or pharma drugs.
Right. Well, you know, you've already figured out, as have I, that, you know, basically by him bringing out some things that no white coat ever talks about, that's what makes people think, oh, Dr. Oz, he knows everything. We can trust him, you know. he's checked out the alternatives, quote unquote, and he's like the best example we have of somebody that knows all, not. And that's why, you know, I expose him on a regular basis, but I'm glad you've caught on to him.
Yeah, and thank you for taking my call, and you have three fantastic shows.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you all listening. Okay, we have another caller from 508. Are you there, caller? Okay, maybe I'm getting it mixed up. Let's see. Caller from 863, are you there?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just wanted to make it real quick. I have my neighbor. She's a girl, a woman, about 38. And I was just wondering, do you have, like, a protocol for epilepsy? Is there any much you can do about that?
Yeah, it's not like I have a protocol for epilepsy. I have a protocol to reverse all diseases, but it's based on a history. Because, you know, there's no natural solution for epilepsy any more than there is a pharmacological solution. You have to take the history of the person. You have to find out what vaccines they've had, what other poisons they've been exposed to. But the answer is yes. I've reversed many cases of seizures in people and in pets, because the pets are getting seizures too as they're being inoculated up, you know, the wazoo. So what I would suggest, if she's open to it, have her go to my website, Reversing Vaccine Induced INDUCED Diseases.com. Click on the services section that explains how I do consults, and have her call.
I'm familiar with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're doing a wonderful job. I'll get up with her and have her get up with you.
Okay, and let me say one other thing. Have her check out the side effects of the drug she's taking, because I guarantee you, one of the side effects is seizures, because that's how it works. The drugs the drugs always cause the very thing that they're being given for, and that's how they keep you a lifelong customer of Big Pharma.
Thank you, Dr. Carly.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, we have another caller. 508, are you there, caller? Is there any other caller that wants to speak, or are you all just listening? Okay, I guess they're just listening. Okay, I'm very excited. I love to talk to your callers, and thank you so much for calling. And actually, let me just mention that my guest for tomorrow on These Changing Times had to cancel at the last minute, and we've rescheduled, so this is going to be a solitary weekend for me, doing shows by myself, which I hate doing. I'd rather banter with a guest, but that's just what is. And so I want you all to join me and, you know, talk to me and give me your suggestions and ask me your questions and talk about what's happening here in hell, because it's really getting very obvious. Okay. All right, I want to get to another thing. Very interesting. There are some white coats coming out with some semblance of truth, which I find hilarious, actually. I happen to see on C-SPAN on September 28th, which was yesterday, on Washington Journal. They had an interview, and I give these things, these references out so you can check it out for yourself. September 28, 2012, Washington Journal, cspan.org. You can watch the interview with Dr. Marty Makary, M-A-K-A-R-Y, M-D, who wrote the book Unaccountable. I love that term. And it's about medical doctors. And amazingly, he's talking about how he studies the science of medical mistakes. You can't make this up. medical mistakes has now become a science? People, this is hilarious, okay? One of the things he talked about is how 25%, in other words, 1 in 4 of all hospitalized patients experience a preventable medical error. 25%. That's big numbers, okay? And that these preventable errors are the third leading cause of death in the United States behind heart disease and cancer. Third leading cause of death is walking into a hospital. Okay? Where are the Mounties? Where is Congress? What is going on? You know, World Trade Center, you know, the box cutters, that whole thing, 3,000 people died. We're in war for, you know, going over 10 years, you know, the whole thing. Okay? All these deaths from doctors, the purveyors of weapons of mass destruction, called vaccines and other drugs. Nobody's stopping the murders. Okay, we have another caller on the line, 506. Do you want to make a comment?
Good afternoon, Dr. Carly.
Werner! Hey, Werner. How's things up there in Canada? In the Canada part of hell.
Yeah, as I say, you know, that's only in Canada they succeed more in covering things up. The Canadian carpet is so big, you know. A lot of things can get stuck underneath the carpet.
Hold on. I love it when we all argue over who's the most corrupt. You know, I have this discussion. I have some very good friends in Chicago. And we'll talk about, like, is New York more corrupt than Chicago? Like, this is some kind of, like, banner of distinction. So I know you're voting for Canada. They're the most corrupt, right?
Well, as I say, you know, I don't think it's less corrupt here, but they want to make it look like it is more, you know, upfront, but it isn't.
Okay, so what's the latest? And let me just remind the listeners that Werner has been on my show before. His cattle are being destroyed. All kinds of weird stuff are happening with his cattle. And the more he tries to get the authorities to look into it, the more attacks that he gets, including the very suspicious death of a very good friend of both of us, our friend Marianne. Who was actually at his home and died mysteriously. So what's going on out there now, Werner? What kind of you know, things are you stirring up to cause you attention?
Well, Dr. Carly, you know, I told you what happened there to Marianne, you know, and this fits right in with where I want to bring now for years' attention to, that the murderers are living right among us and they're getting off scot-free. They're being protected from all branches of government. They're protected by the professions, you know. But this wasn't the reason why I called in now. You mentioned earlier there about microwaving food.
Yes.
When I first heard about microwave ovens, and I just reasoned with my limited extent of scientific knowledge. Whenever you expose an organic matter to a different frequency, you get different, you induce different chemical changes in that substance. For thousands of years, mankind have cooked their food with infrared heat. Microwave heat is a whole different ball of wax.
Right. Infrared is okay. Right?
Pardon?
Infrared is okay. Microwave actually gets the food boiling from the inside and actually changes its very genetic structure.
This is what I'm saying. When you use a different frequency, you accomplish different chemical changes.
Right.
in the food. And here it might come in, Dr. Barry Trowers, one of the top experts right from the start in regard to exposure to microwaves. Now, with the increasing exposure to all kind of microwave radiation, our body, they are organic too. And I think it causes a lot of chemical changes in our bodies and sets us up for all kind of diseases and ailments.
Yes, I agree. And that's the reason the wizard tells people all the time on his show, yeah, just stick it in the microwave. Because what I tell people is, if you're microwaving your food, you might as well eat the cardboard that it came in, because you're getting this, similar amounts of nutrients. It's very bad. Microwaving your food is very bad, and that's why they're pushing it as hard as they are. And now, let me mention one other thing. And now they brought it to the next level. The big thing they're pushing now is silicone containers for your microwave food. So we have silicone, which is a toxic poison, which is involved in Morgellons. So instead of just putting your food in like Tupperware plastic and having you microwave it and eating, macaroni and cheese with plastic in it, now they're pretending that the silicone containers are safe and telling people to microwave their food in silicone. So you're actually getting the silicone mixed in with the food. It's very, very bad, yes.
A few years back I read at an agriculture research station, I think it was in Guelph, Ontario, they wanted to keep the piglets warm in the farrowing barn by microwaving them.
How can they microwave them and not kill them?
Well, as I say, those are all those Frankensteins, They and specialized idiots. They're being given way too much free range to with their idiotic experiments, and we are the guinea pigs. But you mentioned there about hospital caused deaths.
Yeah.
Today I heard something interesting and very disturbing. Now the first leading cause of death in the United States is supposed to be suicide. It's now it has surpassed the death by traffic accidents.
Hmm. Wait, is that in the military or that's in all of America? I had heard in the military, but not in all of America.
This is what the way it was being told there today. Across the whole of the population.
Okay. Well, as I said, this guy that was interviewed yesterday on C-SPAN says number one is heart disease, number two is cancer, number three is medical mistakes. But, yeah, there's no question that suicide is huge because a lot of people, realize that they're living in hell. Especially if you've gone through the court system, there is no pill for injustice, and then sometimes they just decide to end it all rather than, carry on. So I'm sure that that's true. Hold on, Werner. We're going to break. Stay on. I'll bring you back after the break. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today has been blindness to self-evident truth. And after that commercial, yes, what in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? Next is who in the world is doing the spraying? Do they have yarmulkes? Okay. I can't wait to get to that edition because the people that are destroying our weather, are destroying our crops, are destroying everything. They need to be stopped. And apparently, we don't have any police or, Congress people willing to do so. But we have Werner on the line from Canada. Werner, who's been on the front lines for a number of years. Please continue, Werner, with whatever else you wanted to say.
Dr. Kali, it just comes to my mind what I mentioned there about what was stated about the ever-increasing rate of suicides.
Yes.
I think one of the reasons why so many more and more people commit suicide, one of the reasons is organized stalking and gang stalking, a crime that completely has been ignored by the authorities and swept underneath the carpet.
Well, because the authorities are involved in doing it, so, you know, of course they're going to ignore it, yes. I'm very familiar with this, yes.
The perpetrators are found through all aspects of the population. And it is especially disturbing when people are looking for help by the authorities and the authorities are in with it.
Yes, I know. It's the same thing as the child pedophilia. I mean, why is all this pedophilia going on? 800,000 children are going missing just in the United States alone. Because the judges, the police, at the high levels, the attorneys, they're pedophiles as well. And their job is to cover it up. So that's the problem that we have, is that the perpetrators of many of these crimes against humanity are actually complicit in doing it, and since they get to choose who they're going to, you know, prosecute, isn't it amazing how it all works out that the biggest crimes never go prosecuted? Yes.
Because the perpetrators, they have now infested all the positions in government that are supposed to be dealing with those crimes.
Yes.
They're controlling it.
Right. It's a Freemason thing. It's a Freemason thing. If you're not a Freemason, you're not allowed to join certain, you know, groups and become very high level in those groups. It's a Freemason thing. I mean, when I went through what I went through, I had to look and see, why is this happening? How can this be? And that's where I met the Freemasons. Yes.
Well, as I say, you know, people, the only thing I can say is people wake up, you know. You think you're still on the sideline and you're being ignored by the evil ones. Sooner or later, they're going to knock on your door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that 76-year-old grandmother, I cannot get this woman out of my head. There's a YouTube video of her. I don't remember what state. Her grandson was allegedly growing some marijuana on her property. The psycho cops broke down the door, tackled this woman who had had two strokes and a knee replacement, shot her dog, who did not die immediately. It took like an hour for him to scream as he ran all over the house, bleeding everywhere. This is what they did to this grandmother. Oh, yeah. They're coming for all of us. For whatever they want. And it can be even they got the wrong house. There was another situation, a veteran. They had the wrong address and they broke down the door of this veteran. And, you know, he's a veteran. He had a gun. He didn't use it, but they saw he had a gun, so they just killed him on the spot. And then found out they were in the wrong house. Yes, these are the kinds of things that are going on. Here in the land of the free and the home of the slave. Go ahead.
Dr. Kali, it could be an underlying cause that a lot of people have brain damage.
Yes. A lot of people do have brain damage. They've been vaccinated, fluoridated, aspartame, psychotropically drugged, given frequencies from television. Yes. This is highly involved, no question.
As I say, about when my trouble started up there in the mid-70s, mid and late 70s, some of the people, when I looked into their eyes, it looked so dead, that like there was no more soul in those people.
Right. Very important, Werner. As a matter of fact, when I'm out and about in public, when I look in the eyes of children, that's what I see. I can actually tell when a child has been vaccine damaged just by looking in their eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. I mean, it's true. And yes, they have many ways of destroying that window. And obviously you're able to recognize it as well. Yes.
Well, just a few ideas. It might be worthwhile for the listeners, you know, to basically look into it on their own.
Oh, I always tell everybody, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. Werner, one of the most important things that the humans as a race need to do is develop their power of discernment. I have been hoodwinked so many times by minions and monsters and people that came into my life pretending that they wanted to, you know, join with me in my mission to stop vaccines or to help me with my son. That discernment is all important. People have to be able to discern who is who in the zoo and what is truth. That is the ultimate protection for everybody.
As I say, you know, life is taking a risk, but as I say, we have to be always on our guard.
Yes.
I know you don't believe that much into what the Lord said, but he said, don't trust no man, for they may deceive you. And life is, as I say, it's taking risk. We are taking chances, you know.
Okay. Well, as far as the Lord goes, you know, if you think of that, like, who's to say that the Lord isn't warning you about the Lord? Okay. All I can say is that there's a lot of truth in the Bible. You know, I've done a lot of shows on religion. What I'm trying to do is get humans to stand up and do something for themselves. Waiting for God or Jesus to save us, it's not working. We're being destroyed. They're taking everything that matters. They're killing our planet and us. Okay, so basically, it's just a matter of the people taking responsibility for what's going on and trying to change it. You know, like I say, we can argue about religion later. Right now, we got some psychopaths to get rid of. That's what I try to say.
So we have to call a spade, and we have to look what is left behind in their past. What are their track records? Do they help humans? Do they help this planet? Or do they harm? And now what we've seen, those in power, they leave more destruction and harm behind than what they're good. They're good to nothing. Neither to the planet, nor to its life and to its population.
Werner, that is so important what you're saying. That is the bottom line. We don't need to have trials, you know, where judges can refuse to allow evidence onto the record, et cetera, et cetera. The results of their actions, that's all we need is, you know, I forget the exact quote, but there's something about, you know, you can tell.
You can recognize by the fruits they bear.
There you go. That's it. Fruits. Yeah. Fruits. Poison apples, vaccines, we can recognize them, okay? They actually expose themselves by what they do. You know, and this is what cracks me up about our present election situation. You know, we got these two parties which are all the same crap, okay? Obama, the one who wrote the National Defense Authorization Act or who has promoted it, which is making all Americans basically in danger of being droned by their own government. Nobody's talking about this. We got Mitt Romney, who's buddies with Netanyahu, who's so, you know, he's so anxious to bomb Iran, he can't even control himself. It's just amazing. The fruits of what they are before us, and yet the people can't see. That's why I called this show What's Ailing America? Blindness to Self-Evident Truth. They are blind. How do we wake them up, Werner?
Well, as I say, shout it from the housetop, and you have done it for a long while, and it is high time that more people start doing the same thing. Over there in Europe, I see pictures in Portugal and some of the other European countries. You see hundreds of thousands. You see a million people, you know, going on the street.
And here in America, they're watching the game and complaining about the refs. Well, I know you're doing your part up there in Canada, Werner. Thank you so much for calling in. Keep up the good work. Keep in touch. And I'll be back tomorrow on These Changing Times in Republic Broadcasting. We'll see if I have a show tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top...